Concern is growing over the health of Asia Bibi, the Christian woman who was condemned to death for alleged blasphemy in Pakistan. According to the Mashishi Foundation, which works for the care of the poor and defends human rights and minority affairs, the 46-year-old's mental condition is continuing to deteriorate. The foundation is urging that Ms. Bibi, who has been in prison since June 2010, be given a complete medical checkup. Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti spoke to Paul Bharti, the special advisor to the Pakistani Prime Minister for National Harmony.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Asia Bibi is a problem and it's a case which is projected all over the world. And we all are committed that this should be an example that should be not followed. But I should say that there are so many other cases who are living in the worse condition than Asia Bibi. So what we have to do a kind of policy. We have to make a kind of legislation or, I mean, protest that will protect all the minorities. They should not be victim of such kind of situation. So we can't, I mean, concentrate all our powers, efforts, only to release Asia Bibi, because there are so many other people who are living like her, if not worse.
And what are you doing to help these people?
First of all, I mean, I am the head of Ministry of Harmony and try to protect the minorities. I have been in good contact with the governments. We are making some legislation. We are promoting interreligious dialogue and interreligious relationship. Next to that, we are going to talk with so many pupils and try to get out from the basic problems. One of the basic problems in Pakistan is the illiteracy. And second is the poverty and third is religious intolerance. What we are going to do, we are going to promote education as much as possible. We have some projects on which we are working. We are making some committees to promote the interreligious dialogue and interreligious relationship. So I think gradually we can overcome this problem. At least we can reduce.
And finally, what's your hope for this Christmas, for these brothers, Christian brothers in Pakistan?
I think what I can say for the Christmas, as you know, it's that we celebrate and we honor the birth of Jesus Christ, which was the light for all the humanity and which dispelled the darkness of fear, darkness of hate. And the same message we give to the world and here in the people, and we request all over the world to pray and remember our Christian brothers here in Pakistan, not only Christian brothers, but all Pakistani who are suffering in such kind of conditions. So this will be our hope and wish in this Christmas season.